Right, okay. Yeah.
Ready when you are, Robin. Just let me know when you want the intro. You want it now, yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening, hello, and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is episode 460, and it's February. My God, it's the 3rd of February. Whatever happened to January? It's 2018. I am your host this evening, Robin. Robin Tate Bongo the Sean, and I am in Northern Ireland in a little town called Ballymena in the Sticks. And this gaming podcast is generally for older folk. I don't know any young people that really listen to it. In fact, does anybody listen to it? No, we do. We've got some fantastic listeners. But yes, it's for as Greg DeLacy would say, the more wise and mature gamer who are just a bit weird. And that's us. So we like to talk games. We like to have a bit of fun and a bit of crack. We are friends, and our community is wonderful. And every week we go out live at 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and thank God it's still there, 9 a.m. in Guam. And you can find us on
Guam. Where's Guam, Robin?
Guam is tomorrow. It's already the 4th of February there. It's out there over at, yes, it's American. And the silly man pressed the button on the air raid siren that was a week or two ago, and he thought it was a nuclear attack coming.
Yeah, yeah. Hawaii.
Yeah. So you can find us on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast. You can find us on YouTube and all the lots and lots of nice places. Oh, just as far as Twitch is concerned, we've got a new follower that hit that button, and Milton Muppet, we are welcome. Thanks for following. Okay, so tonight we have an interesting crew. We've got Mark, as always, back with his tweaky, tweaky, tweaky headphones on, if you can see him in the video. Mark is spinning the decks.
Yeah, hello, we have Robin. Hello, Mom.
We have Kim. And after spending 3 months in rehab for her addiction to cute puppy selfies, the returning Nicole Radowski. Amaryllis, good evening. It's so lovely to see your face again. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it was rehab after dealing with you yahoos.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was not in rehab.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, so now the bodily change, you wouldn't see any of the scars at all anymore. So do we call you Nick now, or is it Nicole?
God, I wish Greg had hosted, not you. I don't mean the abuse.
He would have been so sympathetic, wouldn't he? Okay, so, all right, well, like, Nicole, hiya.
Hi.
What have you been up to? Tell us what you want, and whatever. You mean, what's been going on with you?
Not much. I mean, a lot and not much at the same time. Just, you know, general life things. After Christmas, we have what we call Birthday Palooza, and it's 10 days, 2 weeks worth, and it's 10 birthdays in those 2 weeks in January. My son's also in archery, and my daughter was still recovering from that broken hip, so from her football days. So we just needed a break and needed everybody to heal and deal with all the birthdays and just deal with life, work. We had some frozen days where we didn't go anywhere because the roads were all iced over. So just, like I said, normal life stuff. It was just a lot of it all at once.
Hmm. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're a bit nutty with birthdays. I mean, everybody seems to have a birthday in January around our family. But yeah, you had the added thing of the breakages and all the other stuff that was going on. So yeah, look, do you know what? It doesn't matter. We're really happy to have you back into the fold once again. And people have missed you. They have missed you and your voice.
No, and they haven't.
Yes, they have.
I told you, we're not a syndicated show. Nobody noticed.
Yeah, they did. We've kept you alive, though. We keep playing that audio clip of you every week, the highlight of the show.
I play it in the shower every
morning.
Not
the Twitch one, the Hear From You one. Don't worry. Don't look at me like that.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
What?
Oh, well, welcome back.
Okay.
Kim, how are you?
Are you good? I'm good.
So, as Martin says in the chat right now, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Nicole is back and Kim has finished another game.
Hell has frozen over. What can I say?
Yeah. You had a good week?
I have a good week. I've been fiddling with a cell phone signal booster in the house, trying to get it to work again so we can use our cell phones in the house. And it took me about 2 days, but I finally got her figured out, so... After walking about 10 miles around my house trying to find a cell tower, that was fun. So, yeah. But,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
So.
I rely on cell now because that's where my internet is provided from. So, yeah. And my little thing has 5 bars, but I get 3. And that's about the best that I can do. And I went through that whole process of where is the best place to put it in the house to get the best reception. But, yeah, I'm not complaining. It's giving me pretty good internet now. Did you have to add aerials and or wire or coat hangers or what did you do?
No, actually, I already had the whole setup, but I actually had to take like what was it, about 50 foot of coax cable out of it, and I actually had to make the coax cable shorter. So right now it's only running on like what is it, 15 foot of coax from where the outside antenna is to where the inside antenna is, and I had to move that thing like 3 times. So that was fun.
You're pretty handy with your cables.
Well, you know. Somebody's got to be.
Yeah, I was like, she doesn't have a choice.
No.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, okay, let's put this in perspective here. How far away are you from civilization? I mean, do you have neighbors like you could walk down the street and get a bag of sugar sort of thing? Or, you know.
Down the road, yeah. Yeah, I've got neighbors. I mean, I live between two, well, if you want to call one a town, there's like 30 people that live in it. But I live probably less than a mile from one town and then 8 miles from another town of 1,200 people. So, you know. I'm not totally off in the boondocks, although that would be nice. I you know, the more and more I see of people, I'm like, yeah, why don't I live further off into the boonies? But, you know, but compared to some people that have, like, neighbors just, like, as they step outside their door, no, that's crazy to me. Yeah, that's nuts to me. There's just no way. So
but there's nobody out my back door.
Well, that's always good.
That's farmland.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like the, you know, well, yes, we do have I can see my neighbor's house, but they have a completely different lane than us. And I like that. I like the privacy. I like being.
Same here.
If I
decide to get up and shoot my shotgun off at midnight for some ungodly reason, nobody's going to call the cops on me. So.
Yeah, no, that would be right here too. It'd be a few days before, with probably the Amazon parcel deliveries that would start piling up the back door. But I mean, I used to live in a development, I suppose a bit like where Nicole is now with the houses around us. I would find it hard to go back to that again. I've got used to it out here, so it's cool. Anyway, good to have you on the show. Mark, have you had a decent week? Yeah, I know you've been really busy with work and stuff. So.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what's happened to this week again. It's just gone so quick. Work's been horrendous again. I hurt my elbow at work, so I've been in a lot of pain with that. So I've been on a lot of... my elbow. I've had a brace in it, what Greg told me to get. And I've been coming off from work and then pretty much sleeping most of it, so I've not done a lot this week. Pretty boring week.
So was that on your lunch break? Were you out on the tennis court? Was that what it was? Or?
No, I wish. No. Now, I was changing a steering rack on one of our vehicles, and it's a bit of a heavy, fiddling job. And, yeah,
a rack? Oh, yeah.
Power steering rack, yeah, and I must have knocked it or hurt it. So I don't know. I don't know how I did it. I'm getting old. I've got a mind of a 20-something-year-old, but my body feels about 60 at the moment.
If only it was the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Wait.
Okay, well, look, I know. Just January just disappeared. I don't get it. It always seems to be one of those really long months where you're always waiting for the salary to come in. It always seems to be really long and bills to pay for Christmas and stuff like that there. But it's just went so quick. Now, I'm on a slippery slope, Mark, and you know this. You're watching me go down a slippery slope because...
A new world has opened up to you, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the broadband thing, yeah, it really has opened up a whole new world. I mean, last night, Mark, good lad himself, he was teacher, and Greg and myself had a Skype call. I don't know, it was about 10 o'clock, and I think it was about 12:30 when we finished, and Mark was giving us a lesson in the podcast production software that he puts together. And I tell you, people, I am gobsmacked at the amount of stuff that he does in the background to get that show live, and with all that video stuff and all the sounds and all the bits and pieces. I'm sitting going, don't know, I could, brain's exploding. Now, after about 2 odd hours, I was starting to get it. Am I ready to host a show when Mark's not here yet? Uh-uh. And I understand now. I understand now why Mark has 4 or 5 screens around him right now, because they're all, it's not for show. They're all doing things.
We've all got a purpose. We all have.
And so there would be the odd time when Mark would, you think, oh, he's drifted off, or he's, Jesus Christ, he's not calling. He goes, what? And he answers a question 10 minutes ago. I get it now, because he's trying to get the next segment sorted out. But I really enjoyed it. So thanks for that, Mark. The slippery slope that I'm going down on is, yes, the broadband is bringing me out to the PC again. Now, over the last couple of weeks, I put the hand-me-down memory card. It is a GTX 970, which is a pretty good card anyway still. I put an i5 processor in it. It had 8 gig of RAM. I've now upped that this week to 16 of good stuff. I put in a liquid cool fan, and well, I played PUBG a bit, but the best thing that I've done over the last week is put in a solid state drive. Ooh, it's awesome. I switched the PC on now, and I swear within 30 seconds it's ready to do stuff. It is just the mutts nuts. It is fantastic. I don't know. I mean, I've been out here 2 or 3 nights now, fiddling around with stuff and playing games, small stuff. And Judith's going to me, oh, you're going back out there again? You're going back out there again?
You've been moving your bed out there soon, won't you?
I don't want to bring the PC to the house. And I don't know. I mean, I was fiddling around with Gumtree today, which is a bit like your Craigslist.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Steam Link last night. I put it into my head. And there was a guy selling one boxed new, as new, not really used, for a fiver.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll pick that up. And I wonder if I could connect this PC up to the big screen and just leave it out here. Because it's all on one network.
Yeah.
So it's using a cable network. So it probably would be fine. But what would I play on it? Why would I do
that? I've actually taken it out of a box, but it's still got it's not been plugged in yet. £3 in the Steam sale at Christmas.
So yeah, I should have got that.
Yeah. Should have. I might take it upstairs.
Yeah, well, it's 30 or 40 quid. But again, I still love my console, but it's just, I haven't been able, the lack of bandwidth just didn't let me do stuff. And now that I have it, since I've installed my 4G modem, I've now this week also installed 2 more to my 2 sister-in-law's houses around the street, and all 3 families now are running on cellular for their broadband.
Right.
And it's so funny. I installed Jillian's one on Tuesday because fibre wasn't available to us, and the BT, the phone men, have been working about 1/2 mile away, and of course the letter arrives down through her door, fibre is not available for you, Jillian.
got as good signal as you then?
But I'm paying now £30 a month for 1,000 gigabytes and we're all getting between 60 and 90 megs down and between 20 and 30 up, and the fiber offer that came in was £47 a month for 30 meg. So this is still a better deal. You know, even though it's available for her, and it'll probably soon come to me as well, but I'm signed up for this for a year and we'll go from there. But so far, this has been fantastic for us as a family. So, yeah, that's cool. Cool, I'm loving it.
Congratulations.
Loving it. Loving the bandwidth. Loving the bandwidth, loving the PC stuff. Yeah, okay. Right. Is there anything else we want to say? No? Oh, Greg's not here.
No, Greg's not. He's getting pissed again, apparently.
Yeah, we got the usual photograph of Greg and Cindy together with drink in their hands and drink in the background.
With the magic of WhatsApp, I hope Cindy doesn't mind. I can put that on screen.
Mm-hmm. Cindy doesn't mind. Cindy's gorgeous. She'll let her put it on. By the way, tonight's drink of choice is Copeberg Strawberry and Lime Cider. Oops. Thought we'd try something a little different tonight. Very sweet. I Judith buys it for Joshua because he's starting on his drinking trials. So we thought we'd I thought I'd steal a few tonight because I didn't fancy the wine. So I thought I'd try some cider. Right.
Yeah, I'm on the Baileys again. I'm getting quite addicted to this Baileys. Like.
that'll help your cold.
Yeah.
Do you put a little umbrella in it or anything, do you?
No, it don't last enough for an umbrella.
Do you have it with ice?
No, because it waters it down when it melts.
You need whiskey, not Baileys.
Don't like whiskey.
What?
You just haven't found the right one yet.
I don't like whiskey either, but there are some that I will actually drink because they're actually smooth and they don't kill you on the way down, but they'll cure everything, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
My son's got a bottle of Jack Daniel's somewhere.
Jack's all right, but it is still a bit hard. Yeah. Do you know what? I must get.
I'm going to try some of that stuff you had, Robin, that video.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm writing feckin' whiskey down right now, and I'm going to get you a bottle. I'll be down that way this week because I'm working with that customer at the moment, and I will get you a bottle of feckin' whiskey and get it sent over to you. And you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. Okay.
Is that really what it's called, or is that what you're calling it?
No, it's called feckin' whiskey.
I need some of that.
And it's a bit, Nicole, you would love it. It's a bit like a mix between Captain Morgan Spiced and Jack Daniels. So it's like
look at
syrup.
Kim and I are both like, woo.
I'm
okay with that.
That's right up the road, man. I was like 45 minutes, I could be there.
My client handed me a bottle of this before Christmas to try, and because it's a local little distillery that makes it. And I'm not a big whiskey drinker, but I had that bitch. She was gone within a week. Every night I was coming in, and it was just lovely. It was just liquid chocolate. Good. Anyway, we did play games, so let's talk some games.
Oh, jingle time. Hang on.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. Let's get your chops going, Nicole Radowski. Seeing you haven't been on for a while, I'm sure you've played millions of games. Let's talk about what you've been up to.
Yeah. How many millions is it, Robin, that I've played?
Well, there could be a
millions.
Yeah, millions. Millions. And three.
Yeah. No, I've played two games.
Okay.
And a DLC. So I did finally purchased Horizon Zero Dawn for the PlayStation by Guerrilla Games. And then I did the DLC, the Frozen Wilds. Although I just call it frozen shit, so whatever.
Winter shit.
Remember what it's called.
And you finished it as well. You done a victory achieved for Horizon City.
Well, like I told you, we had some days where I didn't have to go to work because the roads were frozen.
So it was quite apt, really, wasn't it?
You played
Frozen Wilds, yeah.
So it struck you really well then if you finished it because it's a big game. So
is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it a big game?
I spent about 60 hours in it, and that's not with the DLC. But I did a lot of the side missions.
I did all the side missions and the entire game and the collectibles. I have like a handful, maybe 5 or 10 little collectibles, and I'm done.
Yeah.
And what was so good about it for you?
Everything.
It's good, isn't it? It was my game of the year last year.
The mechanics, the graphics, the story. Pick something. I loved it. I loved all of the weapons in it. They were very unique and different. It wasn't the same old, same old. Mm. You could upgrade them. And just like any other game, you have your blues, your greens, your purples, whatever, depending on what they are, will depend on how good they are. So I just saved up, you know, all the bits and bobs that I was collecting along the way and went and bought stuff because I had, you know, more money than God in this game.
Awesome.
It was like that. Nice. And I got that, they have the, they have some armor that you can get that's hiding in one of these little ruins. It's not really a ruin, but it, you know what I mean? So I went out of my way to make sure.
I never got that. Yeah, I got some of the elements.
That was easy breezy. Like, got it right off, and was like totally kicking ass right straight away.
It makes you undetectable, doesn't it? For a while, is it?
You it does increase your invisibility to the creatures a little bit. Like that. If you look, it has little bars. If you go and do the where the upgrades are, it'll tell you how much coverage you have on every single aspect, but I think it it protects you a little bit from fire, a little bit from electricity, a little bit from the cold, and a little bit from, I mean, just pretty much from detection and just whatever. I loved it. It was neat armor. I loved some others more or less, depending. I would always change armor as I went into a particular city so that my armor matched whatever people were there. Just because I could. No other damn reason, but just because I'm a girl and I want to change outfits.
I just stuck with the same outfit all the way through me. I don't know why.
Yeah, but we don't know anything about eyeliner, so why would we know anything about outfits, you know?
I know, $30 for a damn eyeliner. Come on now.
Me too, Sarah. Sarah used the same sort of like stealth outfit all the way through, really, but I did exactly the same, yeah.
No, I was a girly girl in this game.
Oh, but can't go out of that. The colours don't match. I've got to wear this outfit.
We haven't spoken for a while, but I haven't seen you as excited about a game in a long time, and it really has got you this.
I'm playing it again. That's how much I loved it.
So, thank you very much for your game of the year. It's Horizon Zero Dawn.
It is, totally. It would have been for 27. That would have been my game. Totally.
Totally.
Seriously, I was just
Same as me, Kim. Nicole, sorry. Yeah.
Whoever.
Yeah.
One of you chicks.
lots of fans in the chat. Sarah.
Richard
of course.
Game of the year as well.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, Richard Natras. His Twitter feed is very vegan at the moment. It really is very vegan. Every vegan meal. Yeah, this is must be his new thing. That he's getting full. Yeah. Okay. vegan everything, but well for you, Richard. You need to lose weight. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
I know. I'm like, he's a stick.
Okay, so Horizon Zero Dawn, I must play. And I'm sorry, it's not a Sony thing. It's just there was just too many games last year. Too many games this year. But
you kick yourself for not playing it sooner.
I will. No, I will.
He's going to play it as soon as I send him the disc.
Well, probably.
Well, if you're going to see him next week, just switch it off. You get the whiskey, he gets the game.
Oh, I'm not personally going to deliver it.
Oh.
It's not Bongo HL. You know what I'm Okay. PUBG by Arsehole, Bluehole. When did you play PUBG?
Today.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, sorry, when I seen the message go up that someone helped you pop your cherry.
Yes. I'm like, oh my God. Greg! All proud of himself. He's like, I popped the cold.
I made a funny. Okay, so my experience when I first got in was, oh my God, I'm lost. There's too much to do. Were you there, or did you get it straight away? Because this is jank as hell.
I've played Fortnite with the kids. I didn't add it to my thing because I've played as them, not as myself. But they're like, here, Mom, try this. So I have played Fortnite. I've watched them play Fortnite 1,000 times. And so I knew the concept because it's exactly the same friggin' game. You jump out of an airplane, you shoot people and hope they don't shoot you first. You go get into buildings. The only difference between the two really is you can actually modify your surroundings in Fortnite, whereas you can't do it in PUBG. So I had the basic concept. I did have Greg run through and tell me what buttons were what. And you know me, he's like, the start button. I'm like, is that the hamburger button or the window button? I don't remember which button's which. I still don't know what the hell R3 is on the PlayStation.
I don't know.
Me either.
It's
like, use your
R3. I have to turn it around and look at the read the thing still. Yeah,
I have fingernail polish in mine so I can actually see what it says.
Me too.
Shut up.
Do you know what? It does. It will take a few games. But if you were playing with Greg and in a little squad, it's great fun. We don't need to say again how much fun it is, because it is a laugh. As in a group, by yourself, it's all right, but in a group, it's a thing. It's really good.
Take a vehicle, Kim. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, her face, she's like, nope. I was like, just take a vehicle. So that's Kim, the first thing we did. He's like, okay, squat down. I'm like, which fucking button is that? B button. I'm like, okay. So we squatted down and we like looked around and made sure that nobody was coming and hopped in this car. And he tried to kill us a few times by aiming for rocks as soon as he went down a hill and trees. But we made it in one safe piece. Wherever we landed in the second game we played, we managed to land in like the supreme spot. Like the very, like it kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Oh,
we
were down to 8 lucky. People
before we died.
Oh, very good. That's excellent.
Because we were right in that supreme spot. So it was a lot of fun. We had everything, the helmets, and he was showing me the guns. And I do know that it's laggy, and I don't like the lag. That's freaking annoying.
Sometimes worse than others, and sometimes it's not there at all. But, Kim, you also popped your cherry. Sorry to use the term. But were you in the same group today as well?
No. I did it like Sunday.
Solo.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it is kind of culture shock when you go even going into the lobby, and there's all these Brad women running around in underpants and bras only. If you see Mark and I, even though I try to restrain myself now. I pleasure Mark while we're in that lobby. Generally, I find Mark and get on my knees. It's hashtag sort of Mark too. But when you think about it, it is a janky as hell game. When you think about games like Horizon Zero Dawn or God, Gears or Halo or even old games, they look better than this. Or Wildlands, but there is just something about it. In a team, there's just nothing better. There really isn't, Kenny.
I think it's because every game is unique. You'll never have two games the same, and it's just what you make it. It's just you just have a mini story every time you land and you go about looting. It's just superb. It's the perfect chemistry for an excellent team adventure.
But it's not for everybody. And it's not for Kim at the moment. Look at Kim. She looks so depressed.
I feel really guilty now because I kept nagging Kim to buy this. She just bought it and now she's meh. So we need to get online together, Kim. Tomorrow.
All right.
I know you're busy with Chris Hemsworth tonight, so yeah,
tomorrow. Yeah, right. In what reality is that happening? Because it ain't here.
I don't know what is missing.
We must get together as a group because
Sure, I'm all for it. I'm just, you know, my first time. It wasn't bad my first time. I'm not saying it was, but when the little circle shrinks and, you know, it goes across the water and here my glass is running, trying to catch up with it as I watch my little life bar deplete slowly and like, oh, and then it goes and then I'm dead and I'm like, well, you know, I made it to 44. That's not bad.
Good for you.
So, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I think my first glass died at like 96.
Oh, okay, there you go.
My first go around on my own, I ran to make sure I would die because I was lagging so bad I couldn't pick up anything. I was like,
that was my problem.
Kill me already.
Every time I go to pick something up and it's like press X, so I'd press X. It wouldn't pick up anything. So about five times of pressing X, finally I picked up whatever it was like for. And all this time I'm looking around going, okay, some asshole is sneaking up behind me going to shoot me any minute
that's
now.
That's part of it. That is part of
it. You know, they didn't, but.
Yeah, you always think about that. Now I've been playing the PC version this week, and it's when you haven't played a game on a PC in 15 years, the buttons, this thing here is the most unnatural piece of equipment to play a game on that was ever invented. Really, a controller is the thing to play a game with, not a keyboard with 72 keys that you have to try and memorize 20 of the things. I have a sheet in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I have this sheet, and it has all the ones that I need, because I can't reload and fire grenades and check the map and tab to loot and... even crouching and running, I just couldn't get it.
Gaelic symbols? What the fuck was that?
If Mark plays the potato soundtrack right now, sound effect, you're getting shot in the head. Yes, they were.
Potato! That was...
Damn it.
You gotta remember, all of this shows up backwards on Skype for us.
Okay, all right then. There you go. I'll turn it round. There.
Yeah, that helps.
There, is that better? So it is very confusing. Now, what struck me straight away was how much better it looks. Yeah. It looks so much better. Now, saying that, Uncle Fraser put settings up on WhatsApp that some professional PUBG guy had, and I had to go into all the settings and turn everything down to low, and I was so chuffed that my PC here could run everything at high, but he said no, put everything down to low, it'll run better and you can see people better. So I did that, but even with that, it does look better. The keys thing, I've maybe played about 10 games now, it is coming more naturally to me. But
I got a keyboard where the WASD are a different colour to the rest of the keys. That helps.
Yeah, no. I used to play very well, similar to the WASD thing, but it was I went back to my old Quake setup, and then I realised there was so many other buttons. I went back to the default settings. I did pick up the controller the first night, and it works now on the PC version with the controller.
Right,
but the ones in the PC WhatsApp group for PUBG laughed at me. No, what do you do? There's a few extra.
Did you get to play the new map?
Yes, the desert thing. Yeah. That was really actually very interesting, very good, and like craggy and mountainous. I don't mind the big map. I haven't been around at all yet, and again, it is different every time. But a few maps, different maps, is cool. And I didn't do too shabby with it. I won't tell anybody that when I was getting up into anybody at the place, I managed to die by jumping out of my Volkswagen camper van and it running over me while I was still moving, and killed myself. Yes. It knocked me over. Yeah, it knocked me over. Yeah, it did. So PUBG is PUBG. PC is cool. Xbox is cool. The Xbox version is getting better. I hear they're going to nerf the lobby, the bit where there's the 100 guys running around.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because there is no need for it. It's a bit of fun, but there is no need. And if it helps the overall game work better, great.
And they've also done another Xbox update as well, where the vehicles don't do as much damage now when you get hit by them, which is good. And you also do more damage to the vehicle when you're shooting it, so you can destroy a vehicle easier. because the vehicles in the Xbox version were used far too much more as weapons than they are in the PC version. Mm. So, yeah, there's getting parity between the two.
I think I like to use the vehicles like Evil Knievel.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is new here? Mark, you were in the Sea of Thieves beta, the closed beta?
Yeah, as an insider, we got automatic admission to the closed beta. I only got a quick run at that. I think it was Wednesday night. I wanted to play it before it finished. And I had to do it solo, so I did... Because when I first started playing this with you guys, you can only get the one big ship.
So
it was hard to play solo, but now you can play solo and have a small ship, so it's a lot easier to do. You still have to do your ranking, your sails and everything, but it's a smaller ship, so it's a lot easier to manage. I went to a few different islands, shot a few skeletons, didn't find any treasure, and that was it, really. It still looks brilliant, still want this game, and me and Greg have already sort of like lined up for Game Pass to start on the beginning of March, so we'll be getting this for definite. So, yeah, can't wait to start a pirate crew.
Super duper. And Greg should have a month's free Game Pass as well with his Scorpio.
All right.
If he hasn't activated that, he'll have it.
Right, I'll let him know.
Hidden somewhere.
Yeah.
No, I haven't activated mine. So yeah, the Game Pass thing's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is. That is. Can't no way around it. It is cool. And well, I don't know what the hell. What's Flying Tigers?
Flying Tigers is a game what Greg bought, so obviously I get access to it thanks to game sharing. And this is a World War II fighter plane dogfight type thing game, and it's really good. I really like it. When Greg talked about it a while ago, about 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that I liked playing Hawks on 360, but obviously it's sort of like modern day with locking on missiles and everything and heat seeking and all that lot. I prefer this sort of like the World War II, the proper dogfighting with machine guns. And it's really good. It's got it's even got a story to it. It's got arcade controls, so it's not too flight simmy. It's more fun. So yeah, it's really good.
Oh, okay. It's always it's Messerschmitts and
and
Spitfires
and Corsairs.
What was that?
It's a movie, Flying Tigers. Yeah. World War II movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
With John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corazon's put in the chat, it sounds like War Thunder. It is. I played War Thunder on the PS4 back in the day, and you can play it in the planes, and it's just like that, but I think this feels a bit more refined, because it's just planes and not all the other gears like tanks and everything. Yeah, it's very much like War Thunder.
What was that? What was the original Xbox game?
Something, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's now available.
Yeah, Blazing Skies, was it?
Mm-hmm. Blazing Skies. It reminds me a bit of that.
Yeah.
But probably a bit more modern.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really good.
Modern.
And then
this could be a biggie.
Yeah. Mm. And then I kept getting text messages in the group from Greg and Phil. He's only done one podcast and he's already taking over his Phil. about Subnautica. And I know you've played this, Nicole, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
So, Subnautica is... It's a survival game where you crash land on an alien planet, but most of it's all underwater, and you have to scavenge resources and craft things and survive.
Scuba? You in scuba?
Yeah.
You in scuba? You be scuba, man?
And it's a bit... It reminds me of No Man's Sky, but underwater. And I loved No Man's Sky. And one of the reasons I didn't want to play this is because...
Sorry, it's the dinosaur music. It's Jurassic Park. Just No Man's Sky, I think of that.
Oh, yeah. One of the reasons I didn't really want to try play this was because I knew it would probably grab me, because I like this sort of game, it's my sort of thing. And it's just another time sink. But yeah, Greg kept saying, you need to play the trial. So I played the trial and then instantly sent Greg $10 to buy it.
I played it a couple of times over the last few years at different trade shows in different states. It is quite interesting because you could be in space, of course. You're right. And you start off with this little module and you have to add on to it and then find resources and you make a fish tank and you make extra rebreathers and it's all crafting and stuff like that there. And you swim around it, all this wonderful wildlife, which is alien fishies. So yeah, it does look cool, and I hear a lot of people raving about it.
A long time too.
Yeah.
It's just like all of a sudden everybody and their brother's like, "Well, I'm playing Subnautica."
Yeah.
Dude, this has been out forever. I think I paid $20 for it, maybe. 15.
Yeah, it's still $20 now. Like I said, I went to house with Greg, but apparently it's had a big update this past week. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are playing it now. They've done a lot of graphical improvements and frame rate improvements to the game. So apparently it's a different feel to the game now. It's a massive improvement.
Yeah, and I have to check it out if they've done, because it wasn't bad to begin with.
Yeah. So yes, yeah, so I was underwater and this big fish came up to me and I thought, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he dropped this like yellow ball thing and I went up to it. And this yellow ball went poof, and next thing I know, I'm dead. So yeah, I won't be going near one of them again.
It was a poof ball.
Yeah. Stay away from yellow balls.
Yeah, it was poisonous things. So, yeah, some of the creatures you can catch for food and water and resources and that. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting game. It's probably going to take some more of my time.
The difference is it is completely solo, isn't it? I mean, you don't see other scubas around you.
So, like I said, I've only played about 2 hours of a trial, but if you could play online together in this, that would be really good, but I think it is a solo experience. I also
hear there is a story to it as well.
Yeah.
Listening to some chaps, they're saying they're like 6 or 8 hours in, and there's a progression, a story, you know, not sure where it's going to end, but unlike a lot of these open-ended games, it looks like there might be a start, middle, and end to it, so... Right.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
One to watch. Yep. One to watch.
Because like, all I know is you crash, you can't go near your original spaceship because it's all radiation, and then you've got to build on and your hope to God escape
pod. Yeah, you start with an escape pod with a fabricator, but you can't build anything till you get resources, so you have to go swimming around to get resources. I've built an air tank now, so I can stay underwater longer. I still haven't built a repair tool yet, which I'm still trying to do. I need some silicone things, so I need to find this plant what does silicone. But yeah, I'm getting there slowly.
Harley Street.
What's certainly called? You don't say it's silicone, do you?
It's silicone.
Yeah. She's just making it's just a booby. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
from what I hear, no spoilers, but I think actually there are attempts to try and rescue you that go wrong and stuff like that. So there is a serious thing. The only other thing that I played was a game that I got free, and it came.
Oh yeah, Twitch game. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So if you install the Twitch desktop app, it gives you access to a game called Headlander.
If you've got Prime, if you've got Twitch Prime.
Oh, if you have Amazon Prime, you'll have free Twitch, and then blah. So I got that downloaded on. It's on a PC game at the moment. It was made by those great guys, those hippies called Double Fine, and it is a Metroidvania style game. But there's some bullet hell stuff in it as well. So the premise is you're in this big ship called the sarcophagus. Yeah, you get it. Yeah, long time.
It's a coffin.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It's a coffin.
And you
that's
wake up.
Boston,
and
you Boston, caffeine.
Caffeine. Give me my caffeine, Barbara. So you wake up, you see your head, and all of a sudden you realize that your head is a head only. They have chopped off your body, and you're only a head in a space helmet, and you can quickly, it appears that you can put your head on different bodies that they have different skills, and you run around this platforming style level. It looks great, quite cartoony. As you can imagine with Double Fine, the humor is, it's so odd. It's a real clash of humor. I mean, really weird stuff. For example, in this, you go to a spaceport and you go to one of the rooms in it, which is called the Pleasure Port. And there's all those sort of robo humans going around. And in this particular room, robo people pay to have their bodies rubbed on shag carpet to stimulate their sensors. it's kind of, you're going, this is a platformer, but what? And it's all like a groovy, the bit I'm in at the moment's all like a groovy 70 aesthetic. And it's hey and hi, and everybody's high, and they're having a party. But of course, there's a wicked AI. One of the wee things that I found was really funny was little robots go around and you can interact with them and they're cleaning the place. Now they're just autonomous. They're not really part of the story. They're NPCs and they're, you know, vacuuming around the place. But when they go over a little pile of dust, they fart and then they giggle. They start laughing at their own farts. It's right up there with me. I love it. And then giggles. Yes. So there's a good humorous twisted sense to it, but there is a dark humor because there's a twisted AI. I think it's about a story about humanity and our over-reliance on technology. There's a history hidden in behind it. But for the price, for free, if you have all the prerequisite things, Amazon Prime and Twitch Prime, it's great. I played on the PC. It had controller support. But I had to go back to the keyboard because you fire laser, and this is the bullet hell bit. So you end up getting into gun battles with other robots, the sentry robots, and you can bounce laser beams off the roof, you know, left, you know, in all different angles. And to aim with the controller is quite difficult, but with the mouse you can be an awful lot more precise. Yes, PC people are sitting back going, yeah, smug, I know, yeah, we're so precise. Yeah, okay, yous win this one. So have a look out for Headlander. It has been out for a little while. It has great credentials, being a Double Fine game. So, and I think that's pretty much everything that we've played this week. Oh, no!
Oh, you're forgetting Kim. Someone again. You forgot Fraser last week.
I do it every week. No, Kim, she's played PUBG, but she mm-hmm. played the game with Nicole in it. I always pictured that voice almost being Nicole's voice.
What the hell are you talking about?
Kim, like, close. Yeah.
Firewatch.
Firewatch.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I played Firewatch.
Your first impressions weren't good, I believe.
No, they were good. It's just, you know, right off the bat, they kind of hit you in the gut. So, you know, I don't want to give too much away because somebody's probably out there wanting to play it and haven't yet, and I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, I mean, you know, some games, they give you a little story ahead of time and show you why you're doing what you're doing. And Firewatch, just right off the bat, they're like, this happened, and boom, they kick you just like right in the stomach with the depressing stuff. So, but no, it was good. It's not very long. I got it on sale for like $5. So I mean, if you catch it on sale for like $5, I would recommend it. So it's really good, and I mean, there's a neat little twist in it that you don't expect, and
It got me, Kim, because I would say it almost doesn't qualify as a game. You know, it is a walking simulator. There's not a lot of gamey stuff in it. There's not a lot of fetch quests. It is walking, and the narration is the story. If it wasn't for the narration, can you imagine, you know, what was there? But it has this ability to be able to not just see what you have on the screen, but imagine the tension in your head. So you're filling in the blanks of what's happening up on that site there, or what's happening with the girls, or what happened at the cave, or, you know, wow, there's a campfire that's all been wrecked on a skidoo or something, or a snowmobile. You know, what happened? There must have been something sinister went on here.
Exactly. And you're walking through this park, and it's dark, and you're by yourself. All you have is this walkie-talkie. So anytime, you know, a branch would snap or whatever, you're kind of jumpy, wondering what's going to jump out and get me, you know, and I didn't see that coming. So
so it was very good at building tension. I enjoyed the experience. The bit at the beginning, yeah, fair enough, it's a bit of backstory. But it's definitely worth playing.
I recommend it.
I've not played this yet, but I've heard the character relationship between the woman on the radio and the guy is very well done.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Nicole's, that's why you play the game.
Nicole's voice acting is brilliant, and the guy is fantastic too.
Yeah, right. They're that's
really
it. Yeah,
good. Smart-ass. It is. I know, but it is. It's really, really good. Look, tell you what, anybody that's played Firewatch, if you haven't, and when you do play it, if you don't think of Nicole when you're playing it, no, there's something wrong. Okay, Firewatch, good. So that was games, and all our games are finished, Mark. And now, before we get into the news, we're going to have a bit of a list. It's a sort of a habit that's forming now, but it's slightly different this week. So for my sins late one night, and because it actually appeared in the news this week as well, I put on The King of Kong again, A Fistful of Quarters. If you haven't watched this movie and you're listening to this podcast, you're fired. The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters, is a nerd's movie that you must watch. It's about the history of the battle for the title for Donkey Kong champion back in the 80s. And I just came across a few quotes from that movie to show you the quality of the movie and the quality of the characters that are in here. So here we go. Walter Day was the chap who ran the company who kept Hidden Galaxies. But they collated all the scores. Back when the internet was bulletin boards, and one of his quotes in it is when he was talking about what he wanted to do about gaming. I wanted to be a hero. I wanted to be the center of attention. I wanted the glory. I wanted the fame. I wanted the pretty girls to come up and say, "Hi, I see you're good at centipede." Oh, God, that's just so classic. And he was serious. Oh, bless his wee heart. Gillian Wiebe, who is our protagonist's wife. Work is for people who can't play video games. So that sounds great career to me. Ben Koo, another classic line that's quoted a lot. If anybody wants to see, there's a Donkey Kong kill screen coming up. Kill screen! Kill screen!
Is that to put off his competitors?
Yeah. No. That was when they were in the arcade and the guy was coming close to a kill screen.
Right.
And he was going around getting people to come and stand around the machine.
Right, okay.
And then our wonderful Billy Mitchell, who will come up in the news later on. Billy Mitchell. No matter what I say, it draws controversy. It's sort of like the abortion issue. Billy Mitchell is...
What?
Billy Mitchell is the sort of guy you would never bring home to see you meet your mother. He had the mullet of all mullets. He probably still has the mullet. He also said, I pointed out to Steve that he's the person he is today because he came under the wrath of Bill Mitchell. So off his own ass. And finally, the one I really like and applies to us. It doesn't really. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I play video games, which I think is a far superior addiction to any of those other ones. I tend to agree.
Yep.
I like my addiction to video games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't watched The King of Kong, watch The King of Kong. This game podcast has been sponsored by The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. Available on Amazon and other streaming services.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. Okay, let's have a bit of news.
News.
Here is the fucking news.
Oh, that stopped quick, didn't it?
Oh, it did indeed.
It's perfect. It's fine.
Okay, so some news. A few bits and pieces were pulled out here. Just today, Super Wide Super Sampling is coming to the PlayStation 4 Pro. So what does it mean? Sony, they're beta testing a big firmware update. It is going to affect mostly the guys that have PS4 Pros. People that have PS4 Pros and a 4K TV won't really matter. People that have a PS4 Pro and have a 1080p TV, you will see a difference, just like the Xbox One X now.
Yes.
So this is kind of it's sort of super sampling to make it look better on lower res TVs. They did have this thing called Boost Mode, which they introduced last year, to boost existing games, but it kind of mucked a lot of them up. If you remember the news reports, Mark, that when people were doing this, it actually ran worse than on the standard PS4s. Yeah. So, yeah, so this is sort of upscaling the things, not 4K, but it'll make your 1080p better. I think this is something that Sony got very wrong, where Microsoft got it very right this time in explaining that if you didn't have a 4K TV, it didn't really matter because you were going to get a benefit out of it. So, but it's good to see them doing that. Not quite sure when it's coming out yet. It's still in beta testing, but it will be coming soon, later in the year. All right, Billy Mitchell again. So Billy Mitchell was one of the stars of that show, the film we were talking about there, King of Kong. And he was so full of himself, and he was the Donkey Kong champion. Well, it turns out that looks like that his latest high scores have been proved that he was cheating. And his high scores have been wiped from Twin Galaxies. And he's quite embarrassed about it all. Saying that, there's a nice photograph here, Kim, of, if you don't know him, there is Billy Mitchell. There's the wonderful mullet.
I've got him on screen, on the stream.
Yes. Yeah. So Billy, he also has a restaurant, or a few restaurants. It was like Southern Fried. His own, he has his own hot sauce and stuff like that there. But yeah, maybe it's a persona. It doesn't seem that way. It seems like Billy is just loves himself. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to see him fall. But he's done very, very well at Donkey Kong over the years. I think he held the world record in Pac-Man. I think what had happened was, instead of actually playing the game Donkey Kong lately on the original hardware, the upright machine, he was playing it on MAME, and he's been discovered by playing it on MAME. So, sucks to you, Billy! Okay, some Sony news. Kaz Harari. He is the Sony president and CEO. He's been there for about 6 years, and he's stepping down. Now, it wasn't really expected. It was a bit of a surprise, and but he's been there. He came on when they were sort of in the PS3, and he's seen them through the fantastic times and great earnings with the PS4 and the success that they've had. But he is stepping down quite quickly and coming away from it. It mightn't mean a lot to us, but we will remember him from back in E3 presentation in 2006. And he was the man notoriously famous for Wage Racer! And a small round of applause from everybody in the audience. So, yeah, that was him, and he is stepping down. Now, next, in my hand, I have a Super Nintendo Mini. Now, in the show notes, there is a photograph of a Super Nintendo Mini. American version. The American one is ugly. This is nice. That one is ugly. See? Nice. Nice. Anyway, this one here was very expensive because I bought it on Mike Chin's Extra Life. But they have sold 4 million of those little babies. And Nintendo president Tatsuma Kashimi, he's saying that it drives attention towards the Switch. That's a good thing, I suppose. It's a bit of a loose tie-in, but I suppose it lifts the Nintendo name up there. But 4 million of them? I think we can expect to see more of these. Now, they were like gold dust. The company is saying that's going to roll more of these out. So you will be able to buy them. So don't pay too much for one, like I did. But it was for a good cause.
It was for charity.
Yeah, it was charity. But I would say, I mean, I know there was the Atari one, Mark. Do you guys hear about that? So mm-hmm. They were trying to sound like a bit of a scam.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see all the Sega ones, even though they were. I think you're going to see that again. And I think there's going to be a whole plethora of those things come out, you know.
My son has a little handheld Genesis, Sega Genesis.
Yeah, yeah.
He got that for Christmas, and I didn't even know it was a thing. But he's like, look, Mom, I can play all these games. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, my favorite game was Jurassic Park. He's like, it's on here. And he shows me, and he's like, this game sucks, Mom.
I have to admit.
Hard game.
When Mike sent this over, and it's very easy to connect. I mean, there is an HDMI port in the back, and it just connects to USB. There's no power supply as such. And you pull down the little thing where you put the controller, the old time in the front here is where you used to connect the controllers. You pull this up and there's like some little ports in behind. It's not, you don't actually use the old ones. And the controllers are the same size as the originals, but it's very, very easy to set up. I hear there's a I Should Hack It. I hear it's very easy to do, and you can load it with loads and loads and loads of ROMs.
Didn't Chris Williams from Bosswave hack his boom in the first week or something?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a very, very easy thing to do. You connect to your PC, and there's a quick bit of software to do it. I've done it. I've had it on twice. It's a nice ornament now. So, yeah. But 4 million ornaments have been sold. so expect more miniaturization to come. Okay, stuff that we're really concerned about. Let's hear a yay for this one. Red Dead Redemption is coming. Sooner than expected. Ooh, but it's coming. And it is coming. When is it coming, Kim?
October.
Excellent. Yeah. It's coming in October. October 26th, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming. That's all we need to talk about that. Get in your calendars now. Rockstar have released some nice new images and screenshots from it, and that looks pretty cool. I don't care if they take an extra 6 months at this.
Nope, it was originally, I don't either.
It was supposed to come out in spring. We've got enough to play. We can wait. Mm-hmm. So, but it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting. Amras will be very, very happy. More Nintendo news. So,
is he like the only Nintendo person?
Pretty much.
And Jesse Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them.
So, my kids had Despicable Me 3 on today. And that's who they're partnering with. They're partnering with, they're called, is it Illumination? Yeah. Illumination is that company. And they're partnering with them to make films. Now, not the old Mario film. No.
A film? What's a film?
God damn. If you say that potato
like
thing again.
Potato!
It says there, Nintendo of America just gave a few more details on the upcoming Mario film.
There's no you in this word.
But I like it anyway. So.
But it's adorable.
Is Bob Hoskins reviving his role in this?
Yes, he's coming back as a zombie because he's dead.
Is that the DLC?
On the zombies. Yeah.
Undead Nightmare DLC.
Flip me. Yeah, well, do you know what? That's a pretty good move because Illumination and those mighty little minions in Despicable Me and crew are friggin' awesome. And I think, and if it's a kids movie, brilliant. A good kids movie up to the level of Pets or Cars or Despicable Me with some Mario in it and some minions together. Brilliant. Mario and minions work. That sort of twisted sort of humor. Watch out. Nintendo are, I mean, they're opening the big new theme park within Universal in Florida, and that looks awesome sauce. That really, really does look good. That's starting to be built now. Goodbye, Woody Woodpecker. You're getting demolished. You watch out, ooh. Nintendo.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay, another one then that's not a big surprise to any of us. Anthem is being delayed to 2019. Mm-hmm. So in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, EA has confirmed that Anthem is being delayed. Though the company does not characterize its delay as a delay. They're saying it's just a delay. Kotaku, they're saying that the reason that it's been delayed is through development troubles and pressures for the devs, but BioWare are saying nah. But I kind of think that BioWare have to get Anthem right. Mm-hmm. It is the A team from BioWare. They frig it up like Mass Effect 3. Damn, those Canadians made a mess of that. But that was not the A-team. So this is the A-team, and they've got to get it right. So, but I don't think any of us expected this to come out this year. But it was supposed to be sort of fall 2018, and no way. So, yes. So the game started pre-production when Mass Effect director Casey Hudson was heading the title before leaving in 2014, and he's came back again. So he started it, and now he's back there. He just came back there recently to BioWare. I wonder if BioWare still make medical equipment as well, or is it just games now? Don't know. Okay, last piece of stuff here. Microsoft news. And this is rumor, and this rumor started off just a week or so ago there when I put my predictions into the Overseas Connection podcast, and I mentioned that Valve was going to be sold this year, and it seems to have picked up a lot of legs, and it's now hit mainstream news, and sorry, okay, so it's not funny. Microsoft are in rumor to be buying a company or several companies. They're spending money left, right, and center at the moment. I mean, with the purchase of Minecraft, or the big deal they've done with PUBG to bring it almost in house. And I would say they'll probably buy PUBG Corp, but I don't think this is it. I think they're looking for there's a big thing about to happen. There's whispers of Valve. There's whispers of PUBG. There's whispers of lots of different things there. You know, so even EA, buying EA. And some of the things that have been said is, yeah, well, they're doing this so they can have more first-party stuff that are already in production and they can claim it, which is not a bad strategy. Who cares? And if Microsoft can come in and throw money at companies, Irishmen in PUBG Corp, to be sure, with Koreans, to help make a game like PUBG, and that extra money helps it. Well, good on Microsoft. Let them do it. You know. Yeah, so watch the space. Something may happen. In fact, Microsoft does not comment on rumors and speculation. Anyway, if you hear anything out there, let us know. And that's about it for the news, unless you want to tell us more about the rehab, Nicole.
What? Okay. I'm reading the chat.
So, I believe we have a speak pipe.
We certainly do. We have one from Gary DeFelici. And here it is.
Hello, this is Gary DeFelice, the real Defo. How are you? Great show as always, folks. Greg, you're doing okay as well. Just a couple quick notes. Phil Awesome. I mean, Phil Phil Olson Awesome is awesome.
That's his new name now.
Thank you for bringing him on the show. That was fantastic. Secondly, Greg, stop playing PUBG on a fucking Commodore 64, and then you'll get better frame rates and enjoy it more than you will on the Xbox One. A couple of knots predictions for 2018. Since you guys did predictions, I'm going to say Xbox One, no keyboard mouse support. PlayStation, no announcement on the PS5. PC, unfortunately, it breaks my heart, no Red Dead Redemption 2. Nintendo, well, I still will have no interest in their games. It's pretty much a guarantee. Or their consoles. Anyway, NFL, San Diego Chargers will not win a Super Bowl again. So that's it. In closing, please, we're starting up a new podcast. We're the Rambling Old Farts. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and probably even Spotify soon. So come check us out. It's me, Dan, Jeff, and Teresa. Weekly podcasts. It's a comedy show. It's about nothing. Have a great day. Later, bitches!
Yeah, so he's the killing off of Respawn Kings, and then they're doing a new one called Rambling Old Farts. And whoever thought of that title must be an absolute genius.
Oh, do you know what? Guy DeFelice is the best man ever to start podcasts. He has started so many podcasts. It's just unbelievable. It's just really, really good. Yeah. Good luck with your Rambling Old Farmers podcast. That's a good thing. I think your predictions are shite, Gary. Who cares if Xbox doesn't get keyboard support? And you don't care about Nintendo, so what does it matter? But who does? Look, thanks very much for the thing.
Speak pip.
And thank God that tomorrow it's the Eagles versus the Patriots. Now, it's not absolutely perfect, Gary. I know you would have preferred the Cardinals against the Patriots. And so would I. But we all know what would have been worse. Ah, yes, the Chargers. Anyway, thanks very much for the speak pipe, Gary. Good luck with the podcast. All right. Now, this is the bet. This is the bet that Nicole hasn't had yet. Let's pop
Nicole's. Another cherry.
Let's cherry.
Another cherry is going to get popped. Here we go. Quiz time.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
Oh, God, that look on her face already. Right, Kim. Robin and Nicole. This is an audio quiz. You both get two audio clips each from games you have all three of you have played in the last 12 months. The clip will be no more than 30 seconds long, and then after the clip is finished, you just tell me what game that is from. You get 1 point for every correct answer. If you get it wrong, anyone else knows it, if the first one to put the hand up will get a chance to answer it, and they can steal your point. Yeah, all set? I think with Nicole being newbie to this and she needs a cherry popping, I think we'll let Nicole go first.
No, let's not let Nicole go first because Nicole's still fucking lost because those weren't directions.
All right, okay. All right.
Well, we're good.
Do you want to go first then, Kim?
Fine.
Right. Yes. So it's so easy, Nicole. Just follow Kim's... she only got one wrong last time. Anyway, Gems of War, just saying. Right, Kim, this is your first one. Here we go.
So, what's wrong with you?
Excuse me?
People take this job to get away from something. So, what's wrong?
What's wrong with you?
That's a great idea. Go ahead.
Look, I just hiked for 2 days, so I don't really follow whatever it is you're doing right now.
You take a stab at what's wrong with me.
Robin thinks this is too easy.
Can I sleep forever?
You should know this straight away, Kim.
I do. Yeah. I'm just waiting for it to end. You know, it's Firewatch.
Yeah, because you just finished it. I didn't realize you've all just finished it. I just looked through everyone's achievements list and pick one from there, what you've played recently. Yeah, so fake 1 point news to Kim. What? And here is Kim's second one. Don't forget, you two can stick your hand up and steal a point if she doesn't know it. She didn't know get Gems of War.
Got it. It's Super Lucky Tail.
Yeah. I've got this as well.
I'm like shit in coins.
Boom.
There's a reason I didn't get Gems of War. They don't talk, okay? You know, somebody said something. I might have got that one.
You redeemed yourself, Kim. You have got 2 for 2 this week. Well done, Kim.
Top of the leaderboard.
Right, Robin. You ready? Here's your first clip. That was a dog. Wasn't my clip.
Oh.
Thank God for clearing that one up. Enjoy your new body. You won't ever get lost. I'll always be watching over you.
Don't look on the history of your games.
I know what it is. It's hand up, sir. Okay, I know what it is, but I can't remember the friggin' name of it. It was like,
so I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. It was a dick move.
I need the title off you, Robin.
I can't remember the title. It's the girl in Under the Water in the Submarine and... Bollocks. I can't remember the name of it.
Steal it, Kim!
Right, Kim. I'll let Kim have a go.
Is it Song of the Deep?
Nope.
Fucking bitch!
Nope. I think Robin's on the wrong track. Seasons After Fall.
The other one. Sorry. Seasons fox. After Fall.
Yeah.
So, sorry. It's another one just like that one. So they're all the same.
They're starting to...
You went yeah. I thought you'd have got that, Robin. Especially with a bit of a beginning where it says, you've got a body now.
I thought I heard the water.
don't you play as nature? Or something.
Nature.
Right, here's your second one.
Mother Nature?
Now, this one's a harder one as well. You ready?
Yeah.
Any ideas?
That's Mario, definitely. No, this could be one of two games which are both the same.
Yeah, I'll let
you. So it could be Ducati Challenge or Ride 2.
I'll give you that. It's Ride 2.
But it's Ride 2. So
for a bonus, well, for a virtual bonus point, which I'm not going to give you, what track was it? I picked this for a reason, and it's local to you.
Oh, it has to be, it's either the Ulster Grand Prix circuit.
The Ulster one, yep.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. Bonus point.
You wish. Right. So, are you ready, Kim? I mean, Nicole, I keep getting you two mixed up now because Nicole hasn't been on for that long. Sorry.
Okay, pop her cherry. Go on, pop it.
Are you ready for your first one? Now, because it's your first time, these are easy. So get you on the scoreboard. Are you ready?
Come on.
There's a big clue at the end there.
No, that wasn't.
It was.
Oh, come on.
These are games that we've, like, all played in general?
No,
or...
what you've played specifically in the last 12 months.
I don't know what the fuck I've played in the last 12 months. I don't even know what I played yesterday. Did I play yesterday? See? I didn't play yesterday. I don't know. It sounded kind of Titanfall 2-ish, but honest to God, it's probably not even remotely close to that. But that's all. Yeah, go ahead, Robin. You can have it.
Seriously?
You're going to kick yourself. You're going to do it. You're doing a Kim with Gems of War, are you? Go on,
Titanfall
Robin.
2.
So then the only thing I've played, though,
Gears
is
of War.
I'm like,
no, you've already got it wrong.
Gone.
Gears of War.
No, you've already said it wrong. Kim's to go. Kim's go.
I said Gears of War.
Gears 4.
No, you said Titanfall. Yeah, Gears 4.
I did not.
You said Titanfall 2.
No, you imagined that.
Y'all can figure it out later. It did not sound
like Gears of War
at all.
It was Gears of War 4, except at the end he says, oh no, here's another Guardian. In hard mode.
Oh, and there's like Guardians in how many games?
That's not the point. Right,
have I
get...
played? I have... In the last 12 months, have I even played?
Yeah. Look, it's my quiz. Don't argue. Here we go. Second clip.
Oh no, I just don't care.
Right, you should get this one.
No, I shouldn't.
Ew, rats.
Right now, Mark.
Looks tight, but I can get through.
Well.
Yeah. I'm saying nothing about that.
We were popping your cherry, I guess. So.
Holy shit.
Looks tight, but I think we can get through.
It's Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes, it is. Horizon Zero Dawn. When Aloy was a little girl. Yeah, when she fell into the cave to find her focus. Yes.
My
I was worried you weren't going to get that. That would have been bad. Game of the year.
Oh, that's really, I love this quiz format, Mark. I know there's a bit of work putting it together, but it is great fun. Thank you very much. That's good. And so for those of you that are really, really interested in the leaderboard right now, Kim is on top. She's there with 4 points. We have Phil, the fantastic Phil. He's on 3. You've got the even brillianter, fantasticer, Robin Bongo the Booch. He's on 3 as well. We have Greg DeLacy. Is that right?
Yeah.
He was on once. He's on 2 points along with that other guy from Canada. He's on 2 points. And Nicole has had her cherry popped with 1 point. So there you go. Very good. Kim.
Yes.
Would you please talk about new releases so I can drink more cider?
Sure. Our new releases from January 28th to February 3rd are Shadow of the Colossus for the PS4, out on February 6th. It's published by Sony Interactive, and it is an action-adventure game. We have Civilization VI, Rise and Fall for the PC for February 8th. It's a turn-based strategy, and it is on the Microsoft. It's on the Windows. That Dragon Quest Builders... All this stuff on the screen now, it's like, what? Anyway, Dragon Quest Builders for the Switch, February 9th. Its publisher is Shintaro Take. It is an action role-playing game sandbox. And we have the Seven Deadly Sins, Knights of Britannia for the PS4 on February 9th. It is a action fighter. So, you know, if you want to get your action fighting on, then that's the game for you. And those are our new releases.
Who's the publisher for that one?
Yeah, I figured that was going to get me.
Something in a box?
Yeah, right?
Zintabox?
I think it's pronounced shit in a box.
That's what I'm thinking too, but I was going to go there.
Robin, that can't be real. You went in there and screwed up with that, didn't you?
And the developers, shit in the can, Tempura. Yeah, do you know what? I have no idea. It's manga, and it's for fighter. It's not for us. Please, if you love manga, I apologize right now, but that's not my thing. And anyway, and what are our freebies? I know we've got the Xbox ones now, and we also got the PlayStation ones. Would you like to talk about those, Nicole? Can you do those?
Did you say me?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. The Games of Gold for February for Xbox One is Shadow Warrior from the... My dog's not happy with that.
Doesn't like Shadow Warrior.
31 through 28. Girls! Oh my god! And then Assassin's Creed Chronicles India, available the last half of the month. So from the 16th of February through the first half of March on Xbox One. And then Xbox 360 has Split Second, available the first half of February, the 1st through the 15th on Xbox One and Xbox 360, and Crazy Taxi from the 16th through the 28th of February for Xbox One and 360. Our PlayStation Plus for February for the PS4 is Knack, and also is Rhyme. That just sounds like it should be one game, Knack and Rhyme.
Quite interesting.
Some people wish it was.
Rhyme's supposed to be.
Yeah, I think Knack 2 is better. Knack looks like a kid's game, which is unbelievably hard. Rhyme is a good game.
I'm going to have to look at them. They're attacking each other.
Yeah. Well, and then there's...
And then for PS3, we have Spelunker HD and what the hell kind of souls? Mugen. Souls Z. I guess. Like, they could be Muggins or Mugens. I don't know. And then PS Vita is Grand Kingdom and Exile's End.
So, like, Split Second is a good backwards compatible game there. A good little racer. That's good fun. That was lots of very cinematic explosions and bits and pieces. It was good fun. Mm-hmm. Crazy Taxi, if you've never experienced it, it's worth playing for 10 minutes and then you can switch it off.
a whole 10? Not 30 seconds.
And Rhyme is definitely a real cracking game there out of that. don't know about Splunker, and I don't know about Mugen's Souls or Mugen. That sounds like something you have in your throat.
Yeah.
Mark, are we doing anything tomorrow night? Is there any? Are we going to play something?
We've not arranged anything, but I'm hoping we're going to finally play some PUBG with Kim. So if you see us on tomorrow playing PUBG, just jump in and join us.
God, yeah, that'd be good fun. Yes. Yes, so that'll usually about 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening on a Sunday evening, UK time. We play for a couple of hours, so we try to do that as religiously as possible. Even though I came on last week to play PUBG and ended up playing Rainbow Six, which was a good laugh.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we played Rainbow Six.
Yeah, and we had it was you and there was me and there was Stan. He was brilliant. Greg. And
Greg. Was
Greg. Yeah, it was good fun. Okay, victory achieved. Yes, so the idea is when you do finish your games, you take a picture of yourself with the credits rolling in the background. You take a really, really rude photograph and you send it to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. And you could be one of our wonderful winners. And in a draw, which will happen at the end of March, so we do this once a quarter, you can win $20 or 15 quid for whatever you want to buy. So it's PSN, XBL, Steam, Twitch, or drugs. We don't mind. We will facilitate as much as we can. And this week, games that were finished. Kyle Adamski, Dig 86, finished What Remains of Edith Finch. What Remains of Edith Finch? I have to play that game.
Mm-hmm. So do I. It's in there to play, and I just haven't played it yet.
It's one of those ones where people talk about it and really enjoy it. And I don't think it's like a gone home type of experience. I think it's maybe better than that. But anyway, here's Chef Alain.
I have to correct you there, Robin. Greg, you know what Greg says? It's Head Shefflin.
Head Shefflin.
Head Shefflin.
Head Shefflin. Here's Chef Alain. He finished Rise of the Tomb Raider. Real Kahuna, he finished Hob. Don't know what Hob is.
I thought it was something you could eat dinner on.
Or a knob. Hobnobs. It made me want biscuits. Colin All Cars, he finished the Telltale game of Batman. And GamerGirl27 finished Firewatch with Nicole Radowski. And one hot off the press, which isn't on there, we had Flecky Daniel. He finished South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Not at all misconstruing whatsoever. So, yes, well done, everybody that's done that, and you're now entered into the prize draw. All right. For those of you that finished games, you have this lovely, lovely sound from our glorious leader, Kim Jong Greg.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Doesn't that give you shivers? All right, there's been loads of people in the chat tonight. Kim, if you can have a look to see when we're starting to wind things up, we can talk about the people that have been in the chat because they've been chatting like mad. But if you want to be part of that chat, please, you can get into the chat while we're live on twitch.tv/OC podcast. Or at mixer.com/OC podcast. You'll find us on YouTube as well. And that's at 11 o'clock in the UK, 3 p.m. in the West Coast, 6 p.m. in the East Coast, and 9 a.m. in Guam. Thank God you're still there. Please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you can find to leave a review. Preferably, if you're going to leave it in Belfast Zoo, pin it up somewhere and put my name on it so they say, hey, Robin, come to Belfast Zoo. There's a review for the podcast. Anyway, we have clubs, we have communities in all of the main forums, we have got Steam groups, we have a Discord server, and do you know what? You can have a Discord app as well on the PC and it works. I discovered that this week too. And that's at discord.ocpod.com. So there's lots of ways you can contact us, and here's the voice that we all love and the one that wakes me up in the morning and gets me through my shower.
Oh my god.
Why is it not working?
The production.
Uh-oh.
Every week it has to be something.
Broke it.
Yay!
Quit soundboard. Restart soundboard. It doesn't often do this.
No. It's the first time.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And the quote of the week from Mark is,
It's not often that doesn't work. In fact, I did have a technical difficulty sound effect somewhere, and I need to get that loaded up. I think what it is because the actual great voice of Nicole is actually here live, the sound clip was a bit embarrassed to play itself.
So that's it. Totally.
Yeah, that's my excuse.
That's totally, 100% not it.
Yeah.
Is that
it, Robin?
Yes,
we killed Robin.
I'm away home. Okay, Kim, shout out our shatters, please.
Our shatters. You've really been chatty today in the chat box, and we have Baron Von Glauer, Corazon 06, Knight Raven, Kosigan, Martin, and another Martin, only he's 1984, RCGC, Star for Help, and Tinted Duvet. So thanks for coming along.
Is there not more? There was more.
Yeah. Did we say Corazon? Corazon's in there.
Corazon.
Yes.
She said that.
Yeah, okay.
Earlier there was Rolling Ninjas.
Yeah.
And Sarah was there.
You already said the Martin.
Yes, I had Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
And got all the
And then
what was Wald?
Oh, yeah, the guy from Turkey who's been listening for a few weeks now,
Wald Rider.
And Sarah was there.
Yeah. You say Tinted Duvet.
Yeah.
Yes, Tinted Duvet.
Yeah. Oh, and there was one more. Sarah.
Of course. We can't forget Sarah. Sarah was there.
Night Raven. Okay. Said Night Raven.
Like, there's only three girls ever, and it's Sarah in the chat, and then me and Kim. So,
are you
Sarah
gets
extra shout outs.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yay!
Did you forget Sarah?
Nicole, would you like to start wrapping us up here? And
I would totally like to wrap you up.
Corazon says, what about me?
I mentioned you, I swear.
I
was worried I was going to butcher it, because I kind of do that sometimes.
That's what my father used to call me when I was a child. What about me?
One second.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop
Kim, any shout-outs you'd like to shout while Kim is... Nicole is attending to.
It's catching. I told you, didn't I? It's not just me.
I want to shout out you guys again. Yep. And I want to shout out Nicole because she's back finally. So, thanks for that. And me.
Kim, it was all for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm at GamerGirl27. You will find me on Twitter, on Steam, on, I don't know, wherever else. Xbox. Yeah, there. And maybe soon on a PlayStation 4. I haven't quite cemented the details of it yet. But, soon. Maybe. Anyway. How about you there, Nicole?
Now that I've captured one of the critters and they're attacking each other. They're just playing, but still, it's annoying. So, shout out to you guys and my therapist. No, just kidding.
Right?
I really was not out for anything other than just life. To all of our shatters, I've missed sitting here joking around with everybody in the chat box and being able to actually spend 5 seconds talking to everybody. So, it's been fun. Sorry. The other dog is over here biting my foot. I think they're hungry, and they're trying to tell me it's time to feed them. So I'm going to shout out both my dogs for their lack of patience.
I missed this.
She's growing, aren't she?
This is it, though. This is all fluff. Look, if I put the fluff down, there's no dog there, really.
Jasper's going for a groom next week. He's really fluffy at the moment.
Yeah, she's got to get groomed.
Yeah. And Mark, do you have any shout-outs, please, before we get into Pets R
Us? I did. I shouted out. So follow me on Twitter at @OC_Amaryllis. Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4. I'm trying to read without my glasses. And Amaranth on Xbox, because I should really know all this. Mark, go ahead.
You can get me. I am Marcanix everywhere, Twitter, Xbox, PSN, so nice and easy to get hold of me. I want to shout out the Rambling Old Farts for their new podcast. I've not listened to it yet, but I've got it downloaded, so I can't wait to listen to that. And I can't wait for it to die a death like the other podcast Gary's done.
Wait to the next one after that.
Yeah. Shout out to Nicole for popping back on the podcast at long last. You've been missed greatly. And for popping your cherry on my new audio quiz. And just shout out to everyone in the chat, really. It's been quite busy in there tonight. So ready for you to take us out, Robin.
Yeah, I'll take you out. yes, Mark. Thank you for popping on. Nicole, thank you for popping in. Kim, thank you for popping on. It's great to have you on. Nicole, it really is good to have you back on the show again. Thank you very much for coming back. I was concerned for a while that maybe you were going to slip off into the ether, but I'm so glad you're back. You were missed. You really were missed. And syndication is not far away. I know Greg, he's really off tonight talking to Howard Stern. I am at Bongo the Sane on Twitter. You'll get me at Bongo the Sane on Xbox and now on Steam at Bongo the Sane, all together with those spaces. And please, if you see me on Steam, help me. You're my only hope. So let's wrap this up. I think Greg will be back next week. Mark, you're away?
Yeah, I've got it's not often I'm out, but I'm actually going to a works do on next Saturday. One of the paramedics is moving to another station, so we're having a leaving do for him. He's been there 29 years, so it's
been
there a
long time.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people having going out for a curry night, going for a curry and stuff, so yeah, should be good.
England's own
staple diet.
Fantastic staple diet, curry. So look, everybody, thank you very much for listening. This has been the Overseas Connection podcast. If you've stuck with us this long, use our troopers. Thank you. Have a great, have a safe and wonderful gaming week, and may your game be with you. See you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.